coming to you from the Big Island of Hawaii. It's the Songs and Stories Podcast. And now, here's your host, Steve Roby.
Aloha. All right. I'm Steve Roby from, I'm the editor of Big Island Music Magazine, and you may have also seen my articles, show reviews in the Friday edition of West Hawaii Today. Before we get started, I just want to say what a great experience is to have a live audience again back in this wonderful theater. And we also have a special guest audio technician with us tonight. The great Sonny Lim is upstairs. Yeah.
It sounded so good.
So good. Thank you.
And how about one more hand for the great musicians here on stage? This is a short little Q&A session we do to get to know the performers better. We call it Talk Story Time. And a couple of weeks ago, a little side interesting story, I sent emails out to the performers here to get some talking points so we have a comfortable conversation. And I heard back from Kelly and KJ, and they gave me some great questions to get going with. And coincidentally, both of them, they didn't know it, but they gave me one deep question. So we'll explore that tonight. Don May, not so much, but we'll have fun. So let's start with Kelly. You mentioned it earlier in the show that you've done some rebranding, and you're Kelly Hyde now. You want to talk about that experience?
Yeah, so for a really long time, I was going under the name Ka'ahele. And through 2020, I just went through some big changes in my life. One of them was I lost my father, and I realized, and I didn't really know it. I mean, I probably knew it, but I'd forgotten that I had his name. So his middle name was Kelly. So it was Theodore Kelly Hyde. And I kept seeing it. And then coincidentally, you know, 2020 and losing all my gigs and being stuck at home, I started to just dive in more on how to perpetuate my music career as an independent artist. So I did a lot of research and just getting feedback, and somebody suggested, well, like, you have a great name. Why don't you use your name? And then when I asked myself that question, I realized that I was not attached to staying with this other name, Ka'ahele, and that I would think I was actually kind of hiding behind it. I was a little scared to use my real name.
And both are beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been going really well, and it feels right.
Well, let's talk about your journey with health and wellness and how it helped your music career.
Health and wellness?
Oh, that's mine.
I don't think that's
mine. Oh, sorry.
I mean,
I got the K's mixed up here. Well, anyway, I hope your health is doing well. How is your health? Okay, similar kind of question. How did your music career change?
Don't call me out. I don't have a great routine on my health and wellness yet.
How did your music career change during the pandemic?
Oh, so I guess what I just explained was one of them, big time, was my rebranding. And I don't know if anybody could tell, maybe some of my friends in the audience, that like I really stopped performing. This is like my first, fourth performance in... Oh, does that mean I did okay? This is like my fourth performance in almost 2 years.
Yeah.
But it really gave me the time to realize my strength in songwriting and recording. And so I've been like really running with that, and got a studio kind of in place at home.
Nice.
And,
nice.
Have like, I've just been able to kind of like honor that side of my musicianship. I do like to perform, but I love to write and record, and so.
And you're here in April with Edina, right?
Edina, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So you're no stranger here.
Sorry. Oh no, I'm not. I guess that counted. I did do backup vocals for her here a while ago.
So here comes the deep question: music as a time machine. Talk about how it allows your vulnerability to surface.
Yeah. So. I don't know if any of you have noticed, I'm sure you have, but sometimes we hear a song and you really get transported. And I had a moment when I was listening to Paul Simon once, and I was like, he doesn't know it, but he's been there for me since I was like a baby, right? And we've shared some really vulnerable moments with each other. He doesn't know it, you know. And just the responsibility of a musician to like potentially play that role for humanity, especially at a time like this, where I think that, man, I don't know what I'm talking about right now.
It's quite all
right. This isn't. Well, but I just think that, yeah, sharing vulnerability through music helps people feel less alone. Like mm-hmm. if these are like these moments when we turn to songs, mm-hmm. You know, you feel like you're having a connection with a stranger, the musician, but they're kind of like hitting you right here and getting you through stuff.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump over to KJ.
Hello.
We gave a preview of one of your questions already. So let's talk about your newest single, Someone Who Gets Me, and you played it here tonight.
Yes. I went through a breakup, I guess, a year and a half ago. I feel like a lot of times we will settle in relationships because they're comfortable and we're afraid that we can't find anything better. And I think it's really important to find somebody that you can be your complete self with that loves you exactly how you are. You don't have to try in any way. So, and in this song I mentioned, I have demons and I have a past and I have this like burning curiosity and I like to try new things and I've gotten myself in a lot of trouble over my life. And I've reined it in at this point mostly. But I always found partners who were more straight edge than me. I'm being brutally honest right now. They could never understand my dark side. And not everybody has such a dark side, but I need somebody who understands all parts of me. And I didn't even realize at the time when I was writing it that I was manifesting that, and I actually found somebody really amazing who's right there. So he gets me.
And who is that mystery person?
What was that?
Oh, who is that person?
His name's Jason.
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 All right, Jason.
Sparky's Electrical Contracting, if you need any electrical work done.
A shameless plug. Okay. Well, let's talk about your journey with health. And how it helped your music career.
Okay, cool. So health and wellness is like my other passion. Music and health and wellness, it's like, that's me. And I feel like mental health is a huge part of that. And I guess I kind of grew up with this idea that being a musician meant that you smoked cigarettes out back and you were broke and you just like had so much angst and were just kind of messed up all the time. And like, so that was my idea of what a musician should be like. And so I kind of just followed that a little bit. And then over my life, in about 25, 26, I started realizing like I didn't like this life. And I'm like, well, can you be a healthy musician? Can you, you know, just, you do have to be super reckless to be a rock star? And so I actually really admired Jack Johnson for this. He's a healthy musician. He goes on tour with his family. He's like one of my idols. But yeah, so I started getting my act together and realizing that my health and wellness plays a direct role in my music. I write better songs, I sing better when I take care of myself. So,
right.
And now I'm actually pursuing fitness and health coaching. So
that's wonderful.
Thank you.
All right. The last question, the deep question, living in alignment with your design and your soul's purpose and staying true to yourself. Help
me out
with
this. Sorry, I got so deep. When you wrote this, I was probably like by myself in a cabin or something. I think that all of us have a innate design and how we're supposed to live. And if you are living outside of that, you're going to be anxious and depressed. So it's really important to stay true to what you really desire instead of what your parents want for you, what your friends and everybody around you thinks you're crazy for quitting your job. Well, it could be the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah.
So I just think, what's that quote by Alan Watts? Get up here or you'll drown, said the bird talking to the fish or something like that.
We're getting deep here.
Those aren't the exact words, but yeah. It's like everyone's got their own needs. You know, somebody else could, you know. Anyway, I'm going to let you get it to Don. But thank you so much.
Let's jump over to Don. Don, good to see you again.
Yeah.
And thanks for bringing out this.
I think everybody knows everything that there is to know that is worth knowing.
Thanks for doing this third installment of Song Circle.
Sure.
It's a wonderful experience.
Wouldn't want to be anywhere else, right here.
Tell me about the new EP you're working on.
All right. So, you know, this thing started in COVID, and I was in a, you know, like a lot of people, I was in kind of a tailspin in a pretty dark place, and me and some other musicians, and took on the idea of making this record sort of from home, and I think we've reached the limits of that, and we got as far as we could, and things, you know, there was some, I probably like a lot of people, I think I got real inspired and then really depressed, and you know, there's kind of a wave of stuff going on for the last couple of years. But we're closing in on wrapping this thing up. We're now going to be working with in Hilo with David from DWP Sounds.
Right.
Are you here? Is David here?
No,
hey,
how?
Right on. Shout out.
All right, David.
Yeah, we're going to be over there on Sunday. In fact, one of the songs I played tonight, Border Town, we've got tracked, and I'm super stoked about it. It's going to be primarily acoustic, but it's I am committing to getting this motherfucker done.
Okay, so when's the release date?
What's that?
The release date.
You know, dude. I'm
you
trying
never get
my you know what?
Musicians to commit to.
I'm trying my hard to take myself seriously as an artist up here, and as the artist taking himself seriously, I'm going to say it'll be done when it's done. But I'm thinking, honestly, we'll be wrapped up by the end of the year. I'd like to release it. I'm getting old, man. I got to put some music out there. So,
yeah,
early January.
Clock's a ticking.
One?
Okay.
How about that?
Stay tuned for the
All right.
January release. So I understand the Kahilu Theater has played a part in your musical career journey over the years.
Yeah, you know, so Stephen, you sent me an email. I said, hey, man, send me some questions. I'm like, oh, man, nobody cares about this stuff. But this may be interesting to some of y'all. I don't know. In 2005, I'd been on kind of a hiatus. I wasn't writing songs. I was doing other stuff and recently divorced and doing a bunch of, anyway, started writing songs again. And I thought I was Dave Matthews, you know, another kind of old bald dude. But it turns out that I was writing some stuff that was kind of country, and the local radio station had just come here, KKO Country, they did the Colgate Country Music Showdown here on this stage. Huh. And I thought, well, what the hell, I'll enter the thing. So I made a little demo of some songs I had written and ended up in the finals, you know, the local finals here on this stage. It was super cool, like a full-on band, you know.
What year was that?
This was like 2005, maybe.
Wow, okay.
Love, do you remember? I think 2005, 2006, it was a while back, you know.
Okay.
I mean, when these young women were just little baby girls, and you know, but I was up here, and we won. I won the thing, and that was super cool. So, all right, you won, all right. And it was with original music, original country music. And so I went to California, and I did the regional final there, and I met some publishers and some musicians, and I kind of went, oh, you know, maybe this country thing is a little bit more my vein. So I shifted in that direction, and that propelled me forward to the whole publishing thing in Nashville and doing all the fun things that I've gotten to do.
Yeah.
So, I love this room, man. I just sit here just basking and being in this place. I love it.
It's a historic venue, yeah. We're so glad we have it. Yay.
Right.
Last question, Don. You were telling me that you're starting to work with more local musicians, singers, songwriters. How's that going?
It's slow, but, that is my intention, and I'm talking to a few people. I've met some younger writers that have come up here, you know, in part of the audience, there's a lot of talent, and I think, you know, I love being a helpful person, and I think as a writer, as someone sort of involved in honing and producing, and I've seen how the sausage is made by spending so much time in Nashville. You know, I've seen artist development, I've seen publishing, I've seen record deals, and I've kind of seen how that works, and so I would love to sort of participate in, you know, in some young, enthusiastic artist's career here, and that's what I'm putting it out pretty strong, that's what I'm up to, and there's a few people that I'm starting to write with.
This is a great way to do it.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Well, let's wrap it up with my usual closing question is, where's the best place to find your music? Let's start with Kelly.
Oh, all over streaming services, and you can check out kellyhydemusic.com.
All right. And Don?
DonMayMusic.com.
KJ?
Mine's JustKJ.com.
Just KJ.
JustKJ. Just
and you were saying you're on YouTube and Spotify?
Yes, I'm on YouTube videos, Spotify, all of the online platforms, and then I also post things on my Instagram all the time, which is at JustKJ.love.
Thanks for listening to the Songs and Stories podcast. Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. We'll see you next week on Songs and Stories. Aloha.